Cheyenne Sykes was recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate to serve on the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago. This gives Wisconsin's first Democratic governor in 16 years a golden opportunity, the chance to appoint someone more in line with his judicial philosophy. Sykes was appointed by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Her departure also provides Governor Doyle an opportunity to score political points with voters, according to UW-Madison law and political science professor Herbert Kritzer.
In terms of appealing to certain constituencies, the outstate constituency, the Milwaukee constituency, a gender-based constituency, a race-based constituency, the governor has a lot of options.
Kritzer says Sykes' replacement is not likely to change a generally conservative state Supreme Court.
I'm not sure that it would shift the balance, but it would, in the sense of tipping it one way or the other, almost certainly whomever Governor Doyle appoints will have a somewhat different perspective than Justice Sykes has had.
A wide range of possible contenders have been mentioned as candidates for the job. They include a woman who serves on the circuit court in Dane County, a couple of African-American judges in Milwaukee, and a former state Supreme Court contender from an outlying part of the state, just to name a few. If Doyle appoints a woman, he'll preserve that gender majority on the state Supreme Court. If he appoints an African-American, Doyle would make history. He'd be the first governor to do so. And if the governor picks someone from Milwaukee County, there's continued representation for the state's most heavily populated area. Applications are due to the governor's Judicial Appointment Commission by July 12th, with the governor expected to make a final decision September 1st. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.